When we have pets, sometimes it's a bit of a hassle to take them to the doc, to the vet. They can be stressful for sick pets and can be stressful for the owners as well.
Oh, yes.
Particularly if you don't drive or if you don't have access to a car. Having a pet on public transport isn't always an option. I know they do on the ferries.
Yes.
The ferries are good.
That's interesting, isn't it? Whereas any other form of transport, only guide dogs and assistance dogs
That's
are
it.
Allowed.
Mm. But if you've relocated away from your regular vet, travelling to and from the clinic can also be a bit of difficulty. But an exciting new app is bringing veterinary specialists to the comfort of your own home. It's the Pawsome app, and it lets you book at-home visits from trusted vet clinics, making life a little easier for you and your furry friend. And Mike Sager is the co-founder of Pawsome, and he joins our program tonight. G'day, Mike.
G'day, David. Joanne, how are you both?
Very well, thanks, Mike. Lovely to talk to you. So I love this. I love the name of the app, first of all. Pawsome, in case people are looking for it, it's Pawsome. Is that right?
It is, definitely.
Okay, I downloaded it earlier tonight. So I haven't yet made a vet call, thankfully, in the last hour, but I think I might be using that in the future. So tell us about this app.
Yeah, we had the, it's me and two of you. When you have two of your best friends that when you come across an idea and you see an industry that you really want to help,
mm-hmm.
And we all, I grew up with horses, dogs, rabbits, and when it's something that you grow up with and you, the people that are in the industry are amazing. The veterinarians that we work with and the pet owners we speak with, it's a different, I guess, kind of personality, different type of person, that have a lot of affection. Mm. Obviously, that's why they have a pet.
Yes.
So it was more like a natural fit. You know, we felt there was an industry that could use, a bit of a technology boost. And a lot of people that don't necessarily, one of your earlier callers called out moving into retirement village and not having it be as easy.
Yeah.
That literally was one of the main reasons why we came up with the whole concept to begin with.
Right. Okay. So your background is in technology?
Yeah, all three of us. We're huge in animals. Like I said, we grew up with it. But yeah, we saw what different technologies had done to different industries and really disrupted them. And when you have a choice, none of us, we're not your typical 20-year-old Silicon Valley guy. We're all in our all family, all kids, all pets, early 40s. You know,
right.
We decided that we'd try to help the industry. A lot of our proceeds go to charity, City Dog and Cats Home and the RSPCA.
Okay, that's fantastic.
We don't try to, we're not here to disrupt the industry. It's actually to literally help people that wouldn't otherwise know it's something that's even possible.
Okay.
And to make it very easy for them. Yeah, that's really why we did it.
So the idea is that you sign up into this app, and then what happens next?
I hate to say it, but it's mind-blowingly easy. You can either call us, you can book it on the website, or if you're a bit more apt in technology, you can download the app. It's really quite cool. You upload your pet's photo. You keep track of your history when you need to do your next vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
And it works really well because a lot of people also have pet insurance. It seems to be a bit of a trend nowadays for some people.
Yes.
You can literally download the invoice straight away after the appointment. And you do it 7 days a week, 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. You pick whichever vet you'd like to have that are with the service. And it's really as simple as that.
Wow, sounds like the sort of future of veterinary industry here. Yeah, making
the doc comes to us, so why not the vet to the pet?
Mm.
I think it's a great idea.
I think you just may have come up with our new marketing line, David.
Yeah. how much does it cost, mate?
For the call-out fee, we charge Australian dollars $99. So it's a pretty basic call-out fee. And again, that's any day of the week. There's no difference for a weekend, morning, night. It's pretty straightforward.
And you donate part of that fee to help Sydney Dogs and Cats Homes.
Yeah, absolutely. They can actually choose the New South Wales RSPCA or the Sydney Dogs and Cats Home. They're the charities that we've chosen to work with since we launched a few months ago.
That's great. And this is not just dogs and cats. This is every pet.
We have had a few interesting requests. We've had rabbits.
Right.
I think there was a lizard.
Okay.
There are you get exposed to all sorts of pets. I will admit the vast majority are of the feline and canine nature.
Yeah.
But you do get the odd request. Yes.
Okay, that's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, so this is yeah, as I said, I think it's the future of veterinary industry here.
If your duck, Doc, is losing its quack, you can
call it. Well, I have to say that my own vet, Dr. Alex, who I absolutely love, when I did get chickens, she did say to me, Joe, I really don't want to come and see your chickens. Okay, well, I might be calling out another vet then.
So it's Pawsum, PAWSSUM. That's what we look for. So you have a website as well.
You got a website. We've got all of the new Fandangle, Instagram, Facebook. We're all there for all different abilities. We also have the phone number for those that like to use the phone. Mm-hmm. So it's PAWSSUM, and we're a very, very proud, like literally locally based in Sydney startup. We're homegrown, and that's about all you can say about it. We love working with pet owners. We love helping people who otherwise wouldn't have able to have that service.
Good on you. And I imagine this is going to get bigger than Sydney, so be prepared. What's your website address?
It's www.pawssum.com.
Oh, good. Very simple.
And it's also on the App Store and also Google Play.
Excellent.
Fantastic. Yeah, good on you. Thank you very much, Mike.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, guys.
That's a Canadian accent, is it? Is it a Canadian accent you've got there?
I've been out here almost 15 years, and unfortunately, I cannot lose it. It's America.
Nor should you. It's wonderful.
No, it's the amount of things you hear about, dear Mr. Trump, I wish I could shake it.
Good on you, Mike. Thank you very much for your time tonight. There we go.
Night.
Yeah, you too. Pawsum. That's the app to have your look for. And, download it. And if you're looking for a vet, it's easy as a click away on your phone. That's incredible, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's making our lives easier and easier.